This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, David's up next. Then Daniel, Patricia, Christine, Jesse, Benji, Darian, we're all taking your calls right now on what do we do to fight back against the globalists. They have raided Trump's lawyer with a Soros judge that is the Clintons' favorite judge who married George Soros to his wife, his third wife, his current wife. And it just goes on from there. And then she grabs the database illegally and then puts it out into the federal database so everybody can leak it. That's all in the news. And I'm going to play a bunch of clips coming up. I said I would. The crew does a great job getting all these clips. Where they're going, oh, Sean Hannity probably paid off women. Why, he's been seen shaking hands with Michael Cohen, and his name and phone number was in his Rolodex. That's the witch hunt now. Not Russiagate, but now was Sean Hannity getting women paid off? I watch Sean Hannity because he's a patriot and he's smart. But the word is he's a really good family man, people I know that know him, and that wouldn't have probably happened, but there's no evidence of that, but they've got his name out of the phone number, and the feds have leaked it onto the news. That's the big witch hunt issue. That's the danger. This is so history book level, over the top, insane asylum. And I've studied authoritarians. These authoritarians are never going to get away with it. These authoritarians are doing this while they're not in power. But everyone's treating them like they're God because there's so many cowards. You know the answer is courage. People are so scared of the corrupt top of the FBI. They're so scared of the Justice Department. They're so scared of Soros. Only Trump is not scared. You know, now that I think about it, I think he worked it out with the Russians to bomb those sites. Knowing that's how he'd get the peace deal and be able to pull out now what he's announcing he's going to do, that would give him the cover to do it. And it looks strong for China, and I know Russia wants to fix it, denuclearize the peninsula as well. I know Russia wants that. And now this is very Machiavelli of Trump, and I don't even support it, but now I'm sure of what he did, and it's working. So sometimes you fight fire with fire, and I'm not in the president's position. And I just put him up on such a pedestal because he's gone through so much, and I know what he's gone through, and I know he's trying to bring the country back and trying to really build up jobs for everybody and trying to unify the nation and putting women and minorities in more positions, double what Obama ever did. It's almost too much virtue signaling. It ought to be whoever's the best at it, but he says they're great candidates. I'm sure a lot of them are, but it's like head brigadier generals, black women, you know, top lawyers, women everywhere. That's fine if they're talented. I don't care what color they are or what sex they are. But, I mean, Trump is really delivering on massive increases for black scholarships. That's not putting somebody at the end of the line who's white or Asian or Hispanic. It's just helping people. That's all fine. And, man, they are just freaking out because we've had 50 years of one-sided trade to shut this country down. And this is all a big con game, and I'm calling the globalist bluff. And guess what? I know they've got a bluff. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't, down the road, go down. But I always thought of it as like them walking up and shooting me in a parking lot or something. You know, that's, or, you know, like the parapets at the Alamo or whatever. But it's not like that. It's just death by lies and death by lawsuits and death by assassinating your characters. And then they kill you. They don't kill you when you're up there and the people love you. So now I realize that the fight's in my hands and that I've got to beat them and I've got to expose them and I've got to fight harder and be better in the information war. Because it's mine to lose. That's the realization. It's yours to lose. You've got to want this victory over Hillary and Soros and all these trashy, evil, goblin-like creatures like Epstein and his pedophile aircraft and all of it. I mean, God help us, this evil elite. All right, I promise. 60 seconds. Here calls bam, bam, bam down the line. How do we strike back? How does Trump strike back? Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Kimball Wood, five fast facts you need to know about the judge that had the private lawyer of Trump raided and is now the FBI is leaking that Sean Hannity called Cohen. And then they say, oh, that's proof he's some type of criminal. So now the witch hunt's gone from Russia to that. Amazing. These people will face judgment. Wood presided over the wedding of George Soros and was once called a lifelong Democrat. Wood was famously dubbed the love judge after a romantic scandal. Isn't that just special? She gets to do whatever she wants. Wood once trained as a Playboy bunny when she was named after an Australian town. Wood employed an illegal immigrant babysitter, but sentenced people to jail for doing it herself. Bill Clinton once wanted Wood to be his attorney general, and Hillary Clinton was involved in the process. There it is. They're the rulers of America. They're the federal judiciary. And in this latest suit, let me put a statement out for myself that I worked on with the lawyers here in Little Law. I had it done last night. And I said, I want to put this out now. I said, they're going to file suit on me in the next few days. They said, oh, no, let us talk to them first. And then, boom, it happens. We want to change your statement to say the suit's already there. Will you guys go get with Tim and see if it came in? They said an hour or 2 hours ago. So we'll see what happens. See if folks can do that. We'll put it out on InfoWars.com. You know, MSNBC, CNN, they'll call. They go, oh, we want a statement. And they go, oh, get in a car and drive down to our satellite uplink. And then they tell me it's live. It's never live. They interview me for like an hour so they can edit it together. So they're pure liars. But they want me to go, you know, deal with all this. But look at the lawsuit. Owen's getting sued, too. Defendant Owen Schroyer is an individual residing in Travis County. At all times relevant to the suit, Mr. Daniels has been a reporter for InfoWars. And they go on to call it Mr. Daniels, who they're suing, when that's not even who they're suing. Oh, I mean, that's thrown out right there. It's just crazy. But it doesn't matter. Corporate media, establishment, fake news will just pick it up and just spew it out there to try to brand InfoWars that warns you about cell phone radiation and brain tumors, all confirmed, that warns you about human-animal hybrids, all over the news now, 20 years after I told you, exactly as I told you, you know, that warns you about globalism, that warns you about the TPP, that they can't stand the fact that we're not controlled. So they misrepresent to try to destroy us and to try to intimidate you that we're losers. No, we're winners. We're taking on the globalists that have hijacked this country. We're turning the republic around. And we're drawing fire from the globalists and the enemy because we came to do this. I didn't come here to be upwardly mobile. I didn't come here to live next to other mummies in bigger houses who all hate each other and are on power trips. I'm trying to change the world. I'm trying to beat collectivists. I'm trying to beat mega bank robber barons. I'm trying to beat evil people. I'm trying to beat the Satanists and devil worshippers that run this thing. I've infiltrated their secret meetings. I've blown their operations wide open over and over again. I have come to wage war politically, economically, spiritually, and culturally on them because what they're bringing is pure death. I got four children. I know how bad the world is. I had them to double down. I had them to put them in the game. Because I love them that much, I wanted them to exist and have free will, just like God gave us all life. Not because he hates us, but because he loves us. I just hope people realize the level of evil we're dealing with. David in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide. Well, how do we take the gloves off? What's the next level? What do we need to do? What does Trump need to do?
I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I honestly think he needs to declare martial law and bring the military in.
We already have martial law by the left. They're just running around like pigs. I'm starting to agree with you. They're just total criminals. They're attacking everybody viciously. They're calling for Congress to be killed. They're killing Republican mayors and city council people, shooting them in the head all the time. Barely. They're killing cops. CNN says, well, cops deserve it. They're bad. They are trying to create lawlessness and a civil war while they keep turning the heat up on all of us to shut up so they can do it. And at a certain point, we need the president to move. Let me tell you something. Sessions is totally compromised. I think they got him in KKK robes or something. What do you think, David?
Well, it's funny you bring up the police. I'm calling from southwestern Pennsylvania. I'm a bitter clinger. And the day they had the March for Our Lives rally by Mr. Hogg, an off-duty police officer was in plain clothes with an AR-15, which he's allowed to do in this state. We're an open carry state. And they threw a fit over it. So we're having a pro-gun rally on April 22nd. And Rick Saccone's going to be speaking there, the guy who lost to Connor Lamb.
Why do you think the left's getting so hysterical?
I don't know. I think they're panicking, and it's like you say. I think they're just, you know, they're grabbing at anything they can.
I gotta say it. We're already in a civil emergency. The left's putting us into one. They admit that's their plan. CNN and MSNBC have said we want a civil emergency. Their own publications have said that. So are we just going to let them cause basically martial law on their own pretext, or? I mean, it's time for this permanent judiciary and all these groups and these leftists and these Soros networks that are an outside criminal force. It's time for that to be smashed.
I agree with you 100%.
Well, I back the president. We are already in a civil war. We're already clearing present danger. And I just hate seeing the president buckle to him with the Syria thing. But now I get what he's doing. I trust the president. Let me tell you. I trust how much they hate him. That's all you need to know. God bless you, David. And I don't say I want martial law and all this to save my bacon. I did all this to get in their face. I did all this to get nationalism going. I did this to get populism going. I've done what I've done so that somebody wasn't a coward and created a focal point like all the rest of us feel and think to try to have a future. I want to move against these criminal networks because they're dug in, they're criminal, they're not stopping, and they intend to overthrow the republic, and now that they know that we're awake, bring in a hardcore tyranny. So we're now facing down the barrel of a gun, and we got to decide whether we're going to grab our ankles and bend over and let them have our children and everything else, or whether we're going to fight. And listen, I can't do anything but fight. We're facing real bona fide tyranny. There's no way to get out of this but just getting in their face and getting strong. So people better start spending a lot of money. And that means hosting your own local radio show and promoting it, putting billboards up or promoting mine or running for Congress. Whatever you do, take action and get aggressive or it's going to go over the cliff. And then everybody that's been talking about how, you know, they want to, you know, take action physically, well, you're going to get what you want. But I'll tell you this, if you haven't been politically active and financially active and spiritually active before some type of physical conflagration, you're not going to do it when the rubber meets the road. So that's what I'm saying. Elaine in New York. Thanks for holding. I really appreciate you calling. Elaine, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's nice to talk to you. Teacher Elaine here in New York. I think you're doing a fantastic job today. I just got my tax refund. I'm going to enforce Wars Life store. I'm going to get the spray gargle, nascent iodine, and more purchases.
Thank you.
And today I started with Immune Blend coffee. Well, before that, I had the liver cleanse and the red pill and brain force. I'm at the end of the day here in school.
Well, let me ask you that question. I mean, how did the products work for you?
Fantastic.
We go out and find out what has the best reviews, is the best in industry, and then we try to make it better and then cut the price. So without you funding us, you know, you are what funds us. And so God bless you for your support. I couldn't do it without you.
And God bless you, Alex, and God we trust, and you are fantastic. You're wonderful, and I'm so glad you're there, and I just can't say enough.
Well, Elaine, what do you think we ought to do? I mean, you're supporting the broadcast. That's a big thing. What do you think we should do to really just take more action, speak out, call C-SPAN, get a bigger buzz going? What do we do?
Yeah, I have my handcuffs. I'm going to be getting a hotel room down on the Lower East Side tomorrow. I'm going to see who shows up at Barnes & Noble.
Go out to all the
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346 again. That's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Elaine in New York, or Elena in New York, you were saying that you're going to go to a Barnes & Noble's book signing. I'm guessing it's Comey. I'm glad we did this show. I'm glad we're talking about how do we take the gloves off. Remember during the campaign, Hillary was trying to say that Donald Trump was a rapist because he said if a woman, you know, climbed up on top of him wanting to have sex with him, he could grab her however he wanted, and he thought it was incredible how these women came on to him. Kind of like Elvis Presley when girls were throwing their panties at him in the 1950s and going crazy. That's not rape. But they misrepresent that because they're all about victim psychology. And so we said, oh, really? Bill Clinton settled three rape cases. Bill Clinton's been on Epstein's Lolita Express pedophile plane. He flies to these sheik's houses in the Middle East that have harems of kidnapped women and children. They're hanging out with Anthony Weiner in all his cases and his underage sexting and all the other weirdness and the weird Aleister Crowley stuff. All of this. So we said, go out to their live events and say Bill Clinton's a rapist. And it hurt them bad. And it became a big national news story. And then we said, go out and say CNN is fake news. They hate that. So go talk to Comey. Say, shame on you, perjure yourself to Congress. Shame on you, trying to make money off lies. Shame on you, your whole family voting for Hillary Clinton. Or asking, why did your wife vote for Hillary Clinton? Why did you cover up for the Clinton crimes? You know, have a little camera on you. Have your cell phone. And everywhere Comey goes, and everywhere any of these people go, if you see a Democrat, if you see a globalist, they want to make us uncomfortable, you got your free speech, you go over and you let them know what you think of them, and you videotape it. And these Democrat congresspersons, what have you seen the Democrats on CNN, MSNBC saying? They say, wherever the Republicans are, wherever the Freedom Caucus are, they want to kill your women. They want to starve your children. They want to throw old people out on the street, the Republicans do. We want to make everything like Venezuela a wonderland. We're the Democrats. And when you see them, you go get in their face and say, how dare you say that conservatism and free market starves people when it's what makes people rich? How dare you push those lies? You get back in their face. Look, I have a clip here. Top dim, women dying because Dems losing elections. Only Obamacare can save women, says Keith Ellison. I'll play that clip in a moment. Think about that rhetoric. So they say, there are these Republicans out there, and they're killing women. That's trying to get their constituents to go kill people. Because that's the Democrat talking point. You're killing women. You're killing minorities. Donald Trump's a Nazi. Donald Trump's a white supremacist. They want to get everybody. And every time I see a Democrat reporter, they go, aren't you thinking your rhetoric's going to cause violence? I'm not the one calling for violence. You're the people pushing violence. Because you're losers, and you know you're losers, and you're a bunch of parasites, and the money's getting cut off, and you don't know what to do, and you wreck every city you run. Elena, go ahead. Where are you going to Barnes & Noble? Who are you going to confront?
I'm going to call me. If nobody else is there, I guess I'm going to have to go in there and just, you know, shake his hand and say he needs to do right by American families, and he hasn't. And he should put his tail between his legs and be ashamed.
Well, I would videotape it so it causes a chain reaction. And so somebody should go with you. You should videotape it. They're going to try to keep patriots out, but they can't. What Barnes & Nobles are you going to be at?
I have to look up the exact address. It's the Lower East Side, Barnes & Nobles. They just search it on the internet, and it'll tell you the exact street.
Exactly, and folks, you know, this lady's doing the job that all of us should be doing, so we salute you, Elena. And everybody should pull up Comey's speaking tour, Comey's book signing tour. Pull up the dates if you guys can. And everyone should be outside to educate the people going in, and everybody should be going inside as well. In fact, I know that we've got Millie Weaver on that beat as well. Elena, God bless you, and thank you so much. What an amazing lady. Everybody should join her. Lower East Side tomorrow at the Barnes & Noble. That's how we take this country back, is getting back in their faces and taking over their media events and dominating it. And you see CNN live outside, everybody should have a bullhorn and run up and get live on air and say, you're fake news. You hate America. Benji in Virginia, thanks for holding. You're awesome. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's nice to be talking about solutions instead of problems.
Yes, sir.
I think what InfoWars should do is get bigger. They need to get too big to fail. And I think you do that by talking to Gary Heaven and Max Kaiser and McAfee and Chuck and Mike Norris and figure out a business plan for a publicly traded company that can sell shares and issue bonds.
Well, absolutely. I've already been approached with that by some billionaires and people. I decided not to do it at this point. And I think, in fact, I know that's what the globalists got word of. They thought I was already about to do that, and that's why they've gone crazy.
Well, you need to do it just so you have a separate entity that can get litigious, that can actually go after the money. That's their lifeblood, is the fiat currency they print for themselves. And you need to go after it. You need to have a company that can attack their income stream and seize it or freeze it or take control of it or at least make them think about messing with you. But you got to get bigger economically. Selling products is fine, but there's other ways to make money. And you can still remain independent, I think, if you just sell shares that are non-voting shares. But I'm no expert, but somebody like Max Kaiser certainly would be in on it.
Well, here's the deal. You got an I wrong, you cross a T wrong, they come in on you. The Democrats can all do whatever they want, swindle, steal billions, have their foundations. If I did that, it'd have to be done absolutely kosher, and then there's a lot of fees and things involved, and then they usually want you to start as a private offering, then they want it to be a public offering. InfoWars, big fish eat little fish, and you're absolutely right. I intend to go on. We're stronger than ever audience-wise. We're expanding. That's why they're doing this. But the number of lawsuits they're ratcheting up is meant to shut us down. If people just buy a ton of product, if everybody listening that already buys product doubles the amount of product they're buying, we'll have no problem, even if they file 100 lawsuits. There's that much money it brings in. It just costs a lot to do all this. But I agree. Good solution. I'm going to re-up looking at the private or public offering. Raise $100 million in a whole new entity, start a whole new operation, a whole new system, separate from InfoWars, and that's a great point. Anything else, Benji?
No, I just, I'd like to see you do it. Work hard at it.
We're trying, man. We're fighting hard here, but God bless you. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Well, you can see it in the media, the buildup. Alex Jones says nobody died at Sandy Hook. And for, I looked it up, it's almost 4 years I've been saying I believe people died there. And I played devil's advocate and, you know, looked at both sides. They could edit those tapes together. But when you've got the history of our government staging events, other governments, the babies in the incubators to get us in the Iraq war that didn't happen, all the other staged chemical attacks, all the lies we've caught them in, it's normal to be able to question and ask those questions. But then the media turned it all into what other people were doing online as researchers, into what I had said and done. And even a few months into it, I was like, don't speak for me. Some of these folks that think everybody's a crisis actor, they think I'm Beau Bridges, and they think I'm Bill Hicks. And so Paul Watson never believed any of that from the beginning. And you want to know why I backed off even looking at that pretty early in that particular case was Paul Watson got hopping mad about it. Not so much at me, but the people involved in it. And then they were always threatening him. And then I would try to have some of the groups on that were a little bit more sane. And then we'd have a debate. And both sides would get mad at me because I was just letting them debate. And then they would say I was a crisis actor. But see, the media never tells you the complex reality. The control corporate media just lies and says, Jones has had a lawsuit filed on him for saying that the parents are liars and that none of this happened and it's all fake. And I'm like, no, I'm talking about CNN, famous for faking locations, looking like they're doing interviews on the site. It looks like green screen. Doesn't mean it didn't happen. Or Nancy Grace is sitting there with cars going in circles around her at a cul-de-sac, and clearly she's not interviewing somebody via satellite. I don't know why they did that. CNN's famous for that. Anderson Cooper will have an explosion go off behind him, and it turns out it's not real. Or you'll hear him adding the background noise, and the background noise stops. CNN saves a lot of money by faking locations. It doesn't mean that if Anderson Cooper says he's in Parkland and he's really in New York with a video background of Parkland, that Parkland didn't happen. But they changed the debate around. Obviously, David Hogg's an anti-gun PR person before it even happened. Doesn't mean he's a crisis actor, never said it. But they think because I didn't say it, that it's, look, he's weak. Let's pile on Jones about this. They'll probably sue me saying that I say nobody died at Parkland or something like that. I mean, I fully expect it because it's what they do. They want everybody scared to not question big events when they happen. Because what were we really doing? Interviewing students and playing local newscasts that they didn't want you to see. People saying there was a stand down. There were multiple shooters. They had a drill the week before, 2 months before, and the police were all lined up, Coward County, not responding. Well, weeks later, everybody knew that was actually true. It leaked out. They didn't contain it. But they didn't want to go on the news and say, Jones claims the sheriff's department stood down that evil SOB. They went, Jones says nobody died, and David Hogg's a crisis actor and 24 years old. Never said it. By the way, Comedy Central is so corrupt and evil, they'll probably take that little clip right there and edit it together. They've already done that some. But it doesn't matter. They're the liars. Just because they do that and people cite stuff they say in lawsuits, it doesn't fly. You know, I really got a call from the hostage rescue team saying he had a bunch of Islamic paraphernalia and had been in the room days before and was a gun runner. We said that the day after Las Vegas. Still, they say unsolved. They didn't issue a police report on Sandy Hook until last year. I've got that in my stack. Now, I don't know what that means, but it's weird. No emergency helicopters dispatched. Weird. The school torn down. Weird. The school closed the year before but reopened and totally dirty and filthy and mold everywhere. Weird. The whole thing's weird. And that's not defamation. But I can't sit there and look at some of those parents talking about their children. Some of them I've seen on the news. You haven't seen all of them on the news. And say, well, that's fake. You didn't lose a child. I can't do that. And I haven't. I said, I can see how people who don't believe anything the media says anymore don't know what to believe. And this gets back to the nerve gas footage. The rebels got caught 3 times launching chemical attacks. And then now this new one, the Russians say it's fake and didn't even happen. And then we get this footage we're showing for TV viewers, radio listeners. It just shows the doctor, looks like he's about 18. And the children are convulsing and they're not convulsing. And then he winks at the camera and he falls back and the little kid starts laughing. And then the other kids stop convulsing and then kind of reshift themselves. And it looks like the fakest thing I ever saw. Now, is that saying no chemical attacks happened? I don't know. Yeah, there it is. New York Times. ISIS used chemical arms at least 52 times in Syria, Iraq, report says. And that's a UN report. Print that for me. The UN was in all the time days after and said, this is actually nerve gas out of Saudi Arabia using their mortars, and here's the jihadi shooting video of it. We'd already reported that. And I hate siding with the UN. I don't like the UN, but they reported on what we already saw. So this broadcast is about journalistic freedom and truth. They'll never show you what we really said unless it's two-second clips clipped together. We could probably show that promo piece for the opposition last week where they go, oh, you said nobody did, you know, died at Parkland. And I went, no. And then they cut clips of me talking about Sandy Hook. But that's out of context, too. Deception after deception. And we're talking editing it once they go to me every 2 seconds. Yeah, go ahead and fade it up.
Sir, are you the real Alex Jones?
Well, you know...
Or are you a crisis actor?
Actually, I'm...
Calling a victim a crisis actor would be a monster.
I didn't call those guys a crisis actor.
On Sandy Hook, all the people that look and act like actors...
You've never implied that the victims of any mass shooting were fakes.
No.
You look at the Aurora shooting, that was totally staged.
You guys have been saying that about Parkland.
And they may actually even have some experience in... acting.
You're an actor pretending to be a journalist, pretending to be a comedian. I mean, you sit there and confuse your audience like you're a news show.
I don't think a person putting on a big performance show and claiming to be a journalist would get much of a following.
Oh, yeah, really?
Now, I want to be clear. We didn't call this Alex Jones.
Let's stop right there. That's Chuck E. Cheese the Rat. Now, again, why is this so important? You all saw the real videos. You heard me say on what I said on those tapes and what I said live. When Owen talked about Parkland, in that very video, he was saying, we're not saying they're crisis actors. We're saying they're political operatives with talking points who happen to be in the drama class who have some skills as acting. But we ought to take that little one-minute promo from Comedy Central, and show what I really said and then show what they played as a clip. Show what Owen said and then what they play. Because Owen and myself in those clips say we don't believe they're crisis actors. We believe it happened. But I can see how some people don't believe it and say they are. Or Owen, oh, look, we're not saying they're crisis actors. He says in that very video from that live show that YouTube took down. That's one of the videos they took down, saying we said they were actors when we said we do not believe they were crisis actors. But again, this, you're watching, you're paying attention, you know the truth, you know what's going on, so they have a problem. By the way, Supermill Vitality is back in stock. It's 50% off. It's amazing. Cold pressed. We're only 50% off very, very rarely. You can get it with a real Red Bull 50% off or Alpha Power as well. That is a huge deal. It's Alpha Power. Sold out last time. We sold at that price. They're all in the same family, but they all work together. So see which one you like, or in synergy. The ultimate game changer. 50% off. Supermill Vitality. InfoWarsLive.com. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Thanks for holding. Patricia, Christine.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America.
We're back live. I'm Alex Jones, your host, Paul Joseph Watson, ready to go. Coming up the next hour, going right back to your calls in a moment. I mentioned this earlier. It's on Infowars.com, but I thought I'd play the clip since I mentioned it. Top dim, women dying because dims are losing elections. And then he talks about infant mortality being up. In all the studies, it's from the vaccines they give them now at birth that they didn't used to give them. And all sorts of other issues. This country is falling apart. The life expectancy in general has gone down. But, oh, he thinks you'll get good health care in Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea. So here it is. This is Democrats winning the midterm elections in 2018 is a matter of life and death, according to Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota. I thought Obamacare was going to be free and fix it all. Oh, no. Ezekiel Emanuel on Fox News said, one of the architects, it's about bankrupting existing health care and going to single payer. Oh, then it will be like the National Health Service and work so well. The average leftist is so sheltered and stupid. They go, remember in college and after they go, I want free healthcare like England. It's the best in the world. You don't get healthcare, dumb, but these controllers, no, they've just got such idiot constituents. Here's a clip.
They need me to put it more in. They need to put my back into it more than before because their lives depend upon it. Did you know that in Missouri and in Texas and maybe other places, maternal mortality has risen? Women
country,
are
idiot.
Dying because we are losing elections. We don't have the right to lose a damn election. We have to win. We have
you
to win.
You got to steal more elections here, right? Democrats are famous for running
the rallies,
buddy. Just search engine, infant mortality up in the U.S. for 10 years running. But notice he made it about outside of our blue states, everyone's dying. Yay, we're superheroes. It's actually much higher in many of the blue areas. Everybody knows. Where's the high crime rate, sir? Oh, in the blue areas. Unbelievable. Here's Sean Hannity comments on his connection to Michael Cohen, the Trump's main lawyer that goes on Fox News. And the media is saying, oh, he must be involved in corruption. Oh, he's involved with politicos, conflict of interest, when most of the hosts on TV are Democrat operatives that used to be the head of the White House or the head communications person. What Dana Perino can't be on the five because she used to be the spokesperson? I mean, what is that? It's next level. I saw CNN this morning. It was like, the head of this agency says he was a geologist, but he isn't a geologist. And you read like three pages of quotes of where he's a geologist, and just from the headline, you're thinking he must be a liar. And then later it says, he's got straight A's as a geologist and played football on a scholarship and then was a decorated Navy SEAL, but he never practiced as a geologist, so he isn't one, but he is one. It's just every level is distort. And you've got such lawlessness from the Democrats, I can't even believe it. So here's a clip from Hannity on that.
So I've known Michael a long, long time. And let me be very clear to the media. Michael never represented me in any matter. I never retained him in the traditional sense as retaining a lawyer. I never received an invoice from Michael. I never paid legal fees to Michael. But I have occasionally had brief discussions with him about legal questions about which I wanted his input and perspective. And I assume that those conversations were attorney-client confidential. And the other thing I will need to point out to the media that is apparently going insane over this, not one of any issue I ever dealt with Michael Cohen on ever involved a matter between me and any third party.
Now, he said that hours before this happened, and then I'm going to your calls. I can't play all these, but disgusting Colbert, Sean Hannity forgot to mention something. So they're just licking their lips over this, and Stormy Daniels and maybe Trump and him double-teamed her. I mean, this is the level of hysteria to cover up Epstein and Wiener and the Aleister Crowley crap. I am honored to have the whole Aleister Crowley crowd coming after me. That's who they are. They use a lot of people, and they got victims they manipulate. But I mean, the people running it, people at the top, are the most. I mean, look, their ringleader is a Nazi collaborator, George Soros. They want me to chef about it. Nazi collaborator. I think I'm going to write a book about the Nazi collaborator and put a documentary out, Nazi collaborator George Soros. So you guys just don't get it. I know you've been bullying people in death camps and everywhere else over in Eastern Europe. This is Texas, brother. So I'll rather die than roll over to your big, ugly, demonic, wart-covered, demonic butt and your stupid little demon sons you've been cursed with. So whatever. Just know this, it's all metaphysical. Whatever you do, you get back many, many fold because you're evil. You're losers. Last season's losers. Why, that's Whitman, Price, and Dodd. They were last season's winners. Oh, no, they were last season's losers. That's how it all ends up working in this universe. The Running Man. Who loves you and who do you love? Ready to go for broke on the game grid. But what happens when you don't run the game grid anymore in the information war? You become the losers you've always been. Losers trying to be winners. Let's go ahead. You know, do I have time to play Colbert? I want to go to these calls. We have to do it. Let's play the failed comedian become fake newsman who then exposes fake news, but that most liberals get their news from. Let's go to fantasy land. Here it is.
Now, it was revealed that Cohen had one more undisclosed client secret. But today in court, the judge ordered him to reveal the name. It was, nope, you know, CNN, you've earned this.
Michael Cohen has just disclosed in court that the client who had requested to remain unnamed was Sean Hannity of Fox News.
By the way, that's all just fake news. They just made that up. They are leaking all this stuff that they stole. This is the guy that doesn't talk about jet aircraft with the Clintons and little kids and Harvey Weinstein.
How did I get this? I don't know. John Stewart, after the show, I'm going to come over and we're just going to spoon.
John Stewart's brother, that's the president of the New York Stock Exchange. I'll stop right there. So that's it. It's gone from Russiagate to now Stormy Daniels to now Sean Hannity. And Mueller did it all. And then all the Clinton's crimes and all the, and the judge being Soros' judge and marrying Soros, it's all okay. Because these bullies think they've got this country. Everybody better start shopping with the globalists, supporting their big corporate things, everything. It's time everywhere you can to not support the system and to realize it's an accursed, filthy thing. The NFL's dying. Hollywood's dying. Good. And this is their last grip trying to drag us down to the pit with them. Whatever you do, support our local AM and FM stations, support their sponsors, and please support InfoWars. We've got a lot of big products, like Supermail, one of our best sellers, 50% off, very close to cost. You can get it with the Real Red Pill or Alpha Power, that's also a bestseller, for 50% off as well, and get free shipping on those items. We're going to have to end the special soon. Buy 1 3-month high-quality food supply emergency backup and get a free Alexa Pure Pro with that for free as well. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay, I'm going right to Patricia and right to Christine and then others here. And then Paul Watson's coming up. I'll get to Darian, Daniel, Patricia, Christian, and Jesse before I end. But Paul's hotter than a firecracker and a pistol, all rolled up in one, white hot. So we're going to obviously not want to take up too much of his time in the fourth hour. Then the war room with Owen Schroyer. Hey, he gets his wings. Got sued by this whole globalist connected group. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Or, got sued. I mean, the law firm, the Democrats. The parents, they're just sadly being manipulated into all this. And it's very, very sad. They're victims in all this. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.